And now we welcome our political observer, Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Jess, and thank you so much for doing this. I know that when David disappears, a lot of people got to get up early in the morning, and it's not that easy. I know you know how important it is because, well, transition-wise, we're getting into a fun drive, and it's getting really close. If we can make $400,000, we'll get an extra $10,000, but that's not why we do it. We do it because everybody has a passion for the station, Jess, and I know that everybody understands what it's like and what their dollars go for. So it's terrific that everybody's doing what they can. What's in the lockbox right now?
The latest number is 323,165. So we're getting closer.
Well, we're getting closer, but I'm scared to death, to be honest with you. There's no question that if everybody doesn't go now, we won't make it. Look, during the fund drive, we make almost $100,000 a day. We do make $100,000 a day. So it should be a piece of cake if people really believe in the lockbox and really want to shorten the drive. And all we ask is that everybody go and do something. If you do it right now, of course, at $100, you can have both the WNSU Vote T-shirt and the beautiful cup, white emblazoned with black. It's a beautiful thing, but that's not why you do it again. We know why you do it. You do it because you love the station.
Absolutely. And we heard from our folks up front, the folks in charge of the fund drive, that we are still in need of some volunteers.
That's right. The mornings are the roughest, but the mornings are when I'm on. And I got to tell you, we raise most of our money, a good deal of our money, in that early drive. So anybody who can get up early and join us, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning, we'd love to hear from you. And that's 1-800-323-9262.
All right. In the headlines, SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher is stepping down after 7 years. What do you make of that?
Well, I love Nancy Zimpher. I think she's a great lady. I think she's done fantastic work. She's been a big part of WAMC and coming in and talking to us. You know, the governor is under investigation and his people are under investigation. Part of that has to do with the way in which contracts were awarded. I know Nancy Zimpher well enough to know that there's a time to hold them and there's a time to fold them. And I suspect she may not like the smell of what she's smelling around her.
And it doesn't seem like a day goes by when Donald Trump doesn't nab a headline or two or ten. Some blunt testimony yesterday in a lawsuit against the former Trump University and some good press in North Korea, oddly. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton on the other side is claiming Emailgate is almost behind her. And nary a peep from Bernie Sanders lately. What's your take on where this presidential race is today?
Well, obviously, Hillary has a lot more votes totally nationwide than Sanders does. There is now this growing problem between the two of them in which the Clinton people say, okay, it's been a hard-fought campaign. Now it's time to get behind the ticket. In the meantime, you got these two third-party groups coming. You got the Jill Stein Party, the basically the Green Party. And on the other side, you have the Libertarian Party. And we don't really know how many votes they're going to be able to draw off. But it's looking like it could get very antsy as far as Trump is concerned. He has a lot of questions to answer. He has to answer about Trump University. He has to answer about the bankruptcies. But it does seem to be water off a duck's back. It doesn't seem to be affecting him thus far. When the general campaign opens and we get very specific information being leaked all over the place, we'll see whether it hurts him or not.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Alan.
And thank you again for being up this early in the morning, Jess.
Of course.